Malcolm here, and welcome to the newsletter. My weekly newsletter, this is episode 85. It's recorded on Friday the 30th of July 2021, and our title is, We Had Hoped. We Had Hoped, from Luke 24, verse 21. What to do when disappointment hits hard is our theme. They say to be careful what you wish for, and sometimes we have to be careful not to hold on too tightly to that we wish for. In the last few days, God has repeated a lesson over and over again for me regarding change. I'm learning, and I think as congregations, certainly in Watford and Thames Valley, and I think generally in our congregations, we're learning through what's going on at the moment how to handle the unexpected and instead become, well, I think it's the idea is that we become joyfully flexible. Now, let me give you some examples. In fact, four examples, all of which happened in the last few days to me. Four in one week. I think one of these would be enough most weeks, but I've had four, at least four, this week. Firstly, Wellington. So the annual outdoor church service at Wellington Country Park was cancelled because of the bad weather that was forecasted. You could hear the collective groan going up from Thames Valley, from the Bristol and Watford churches, amongst others, who normally would have been there. Oh, we love that celebration. We had to cancel it last year because of the lockdown. We thought this year we could make it happen. We were looking forward to it so much. Partly at least because it symbolizes something positive coming out of lockdown. However, God had other plans. First, disappointment. Secondly, Watford, my wonderful Watford church. So my wife and I were going to be away from the Watford church service this weekend. That's something that was already planned. But everything was in hand, or so I thought, because Danny Makinson was going to lead the service and share the communion talk, everything organized. However, the other day, one of his children contracted COVID, and now the whole household are isolating. None of them can come to church this coming Sunday. On top of that, a number of the other families are away, who might have taken up that role. They're on holiday. Another disappointment. Thirdly, a family weekend. So at the time of recording this, Penny and I ought to be in a car. We ought to be in the Skoda on the M1, I think it would be, or the A1, driving north. That's where we should be right now. And I'm only recording this now because we're not in that car. And the reason we were going up north for this family weekend is because Penny's father and stepmother are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, and her stepmother is having celebrations for her 80th birthday. So there was going to be a gathering of the clans. Well, there is going to be a gathering of the clans in the north of England, but we're meant to be there, and we're not going to be there today because we found out last night that Penny came into contact with a patient of hers who tested positive for COVID. She didn't know that at the time, but they tested positive a little later in the week, and so Penny had to go for a test this morning, so we're awaiting the results of Penny's COVID test to see whether we need to isolate or not. In the meantime, we're having to wait for the results of that test, which may come tomorrow, may come over the weekend, may not come till Monday. So we're here. Instead of on the road, instead of driving up to see everybody, we're kicking our heels. Disappointment number three. Disappointment number four this week. Colossians chapter 2 notes. Now, as you probably know, I'm teaching a class on Colossians chapter 2 at a conference next month. The details are in the newsletter and on my website. Whilst I was on my spiritual retreat last weekend, which was amazing and wonderful, last week, I spent many hours studying Colossians 2, recording my own thoughts, making notes on notes from commentaries and other Bible resources. I had, I don't know how many pages I had, but lots. I'd spent hours on it and enjoyed it and felt like I got some really good insights. Well, returning home at the weekend, last weekend, I synchronized all of my Bible study notes across the devices I have, my phone, my iPad, and the computer on the desktop here. And as I did that, I promptly lost all the work I did last week. Some glitch in the software meant that those notes were unrecoverable. Even though I did a backup on the laptop, on the computer desktop here, I couldn't recover them. I spent a long time on the phone to the software company who made the Bible software. They tried really hard to help me out. They did their best, but no joy. Four major disappointments: Wellington, Watford, the family weekend, and Colossians 2 notes. Each of these events caused me quite considerable angst. Truthfully, I was more than just frustrated about losing, especially my Colossians 2 notes. I was angry, and I'm not entirely sure it was righteous anger either. I felt rather like the two people who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus. When describing what had been happening, they said, "We had hoped. We had hoped." There's such pathos in that phrase. They had hoped for something. As have I this week, hoped for lots of things. But God had a different, a better plan for those men on the road to Emmaus. They didn't know it. They couldn't have conceived of it. They weren't able to perceive it until Jesus revealed it. He had a different and better plan. And I must trust that God has a different and a better plan for me and the people around me and affected by the same things that I'm talking about here. So how have I found peace over these four sources of frustration? I think I can fairly say I feel at peace today. So what have I done? Well, I prayed over each one, of course, and here's what I came up with. I'll share them with you and see what you think. It might seem a little intellectual. I have been accused of that in the past sometimes with these kinds of things, but it's working for me, so let me know what you think. Firstly, Wellington. Well, instead of being there in the park, we conducted the service on Zoom, and part of my sermon included breakout rooms, some random breakout rooms people thrown together for a chat about some questions I had in my sermon. Now, who's to say that some of the conversations that happened in those breakout rooms enabled spiritual breakthroughs for people who would otherwise not have had that? It wouldn't have happened otherwise if we'd met in the flesh. I may never know the content or the outcome of those conversations, but there were literally dozens of conversations in those rooms. Maybe something positive, creatively inspiring happened that might not have happened if we'd been meeting in the flesh. Secondly, Watford. It's entirely possible that what Asagi and Oge plan to share on Sunday will have a greater impact on the people present than anything I or Danny would have managed. Perhaps God's going to use them to say something that people need to hear. It's a tremendous opportunity for Asagi and Oge to serve, and I know they'll take it seriously, they'll do wonderfully with it, but it's also a great opportunity for the congregation, or for all those that will be there, to hear from different voices. And maybe the congregation's heard enough from me and Danny and others, and maybe they need to hear from Asagi and Oge. Thirdly, about the family weekend. Well, perhaps Penny and I have been preserved from a serious accident on the motorway today. Who's to say if the weather's not looking too clever? Maybe there would have been an accident on the motorway. Perhaps we'd have been involved. We don't know. Certainly, while Penny and I are here, we can enjoy time together. I mean, we're in one sense kicking our heels, but then maybe we can find some other things to do, to talk about, and to enjoy time together that otherwise we wouldn't have been granted. Maybe there'll be something here that will be so positive we'll look back on it and see that it was a blessing. At the very least, we're going to enjoy some coffee. It's nearly 11 o'clock in the morning here, so I'm going to go make some coffee in the morning. We'll have a chat and catch up. Who's to say this couldn't deepen our love for one another because of what's happened? And as for Colossians chapter 2, my greatest source of frustration, well, here's what I prayed about and thought about. In going back over my commentaries and the Bible resources for a second time, I'm going to go back through them all. Perhaps I will see things that I missed the first time. I have the opportunity to deepen my thinking and understanding of this tremendous text by going back over those resources. And whatever I might have forgotten in terms of personal insight, surely I can trust God to bring back to me anything that truly matters. Well, God is, I believe, teaching me the joy of flexibility. It's a bit like acknowledging that when we're weak, we are strong, because then it's the strength of God which works through us and not our own. And when my hopes are compromised, it allows God to do something which I would not have anticipated. I get to stand back and observe His grace in action. Have you had some disappointments this week? Can you see the way in which God might use the change of circumstances and plans for His glory and for the benefit of His kingdom? And even if you can't see it, at least by the eyes of faith, surely you can trust Him that His plan is a good one. He will bring good out of frustration, disappointment, and inconvenience. We had hoped for something, but God had something better in mind. Well, those are my reflection thoughts for today and this week. Let me review briefly what's gone up on my website and on my YouTube channel the last few days. Firstly, the fourth class in the series, Unity to All Things, and that's on what have Sundays to do with the mission? How are our Sunday gatherings connected with our mission, and what is our mission? So there's some thinking there. I've got a couple of A New Thing podcasts. Episodes 8 and 9 are up now. And also my sermon from Sunday for the in place of the Wellington service called A Vaccine for Life. You might like to have a look at that, talking about Genesis, Revelation 22, and many other passages. As for the near future, if you could pray about these things, I'd be very grateful. Firstly, I'm working on plans for a UK and Ireland teaching program based on the Athens Institute of Ministry, otherwise known as AIM, which we hope to launch in January 2022. We've had some good conversations this week with Andy Boachi and Douglas Jacoby. We're working together on that, along with also Joey Harris over in the States, along with a few other people. I'm continuing to work on that lesson on Colossians chapter 2 for the conference in Tallinn in August. Flights and hotel are now booked in faith. Please come to the conference if you can. If you can't come in person, at least come virtually. The links are in the newsletter. And I'm hoping to receive confirmation this next few days that I can start a Master's in Theological Studies at the London School of Theology. I had a good time at the virtual postgrad open day this week, as well as a helpful conversation with the course supervisor. I think they're going to accept me. I hope they are. So please pray that comes through and I can start that in October. That will be a three-year part-time program leading to a Master's in Theological Studies. So that's what's coming up there. So thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your just for being with me on this journey. And I do hope and pray that you have a wonderful weekend. And whatever disappointments you've experienced, that you will find that as you turn your frustration into flexibility, that God will do something marvelous. Perhaps unexpected, but marvelous in any case, because that's the kind of God he is. So until the next time, take care and God bless.